Pascal Donoghue, no longer in the job. One wonders who from within the Fine Gael ranks will take up the role. I imagine it would be seen as a Fine Gael position, at least until the switchover in terms of when Simon Harris becomes the Taoiseach and Micheál Martin switches to the job of Tánaiste. The reason why I'm talking about that, of course, is the news is that Pascal Donoghue is to step down as Minister for Finance and take up a position at the World Bank. Cabinet informed of this morning. It's understood he'd be offered the role of Managing Director of the World Bank, effectively the number two position at the bank, and he's informed the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Tánaiste Simon Harris that he will accept it. He'll be stepping down from his position as Minister of Finance on Tuesday, and he will resign as a TD later this week, which puts a by-election firmly in the horizon for the government when it comes to replacing him in Dublin Central. And Dublin Central, a competitive enough constituency when it comes to the Dáil, no Fianna Fáil seat there, Mary Fitzpatrick failing at the last election. The four seats are held by Labour, Sinn Féin, the Social Democrats and Fine Gael. Pascal Donoghue taking the seat, the second seat in the four seat constituency. Mary Lou MacDonald topping the poll in November's election. Gary Gannon was elected as well for the Social Democrats, and Marie Sherlock narrowly beating out Gerald Hutch, the monk, who ran as an independent and surprised a lot of people with the strength of the votes that he got. So that's the four-seater Dublin Central. So we'll see where things go from that point of view. If you've a view on it, get in touch with us on the programme on 0667123666. You can text, what do you think? Pascal Donoghue, his time as a TD, first elected in 2011, just after the financial crash, of course, part of government minister since 2014 and Minister for Finance since around 2017, albeit switching to the role of the Minister for Public Expenditure as well for a lot of that time. And certainly a lot of questions as well in relation to how this will affect the cabinet. Will it be just one swap, or will there be a cabinet reshuffle as a result of that? If you have an opinion or a view for us on it, get in touch with us on the show on 0667123666. Fionnán Sheehan is with me from the Irish Independent. Fionnán, good morning to you.
Morning.
Thanks for taking the call. There had been some kind of loose murmurings about this, am I right? But is this a shock this morning that it's all happening so quickly?
Yeah, he'd been linked with jobs before. The International Monetary Fund, our old friends in the IMF, around about 18 months ago, he was linked with that. Then about a year ago, he was linked with the World Economic Forum. That's the thing that takes place in Davos in Switzerland every year. He was linked with that job. He'd been linked with other roles in Europe, in the European Union as well. He's currently the head of the Eurogroup, and that's the group of European finance ministers who use the euro. So that's hugely influential, very big job already that he currently carries out in addition to his role as Minister of Finance. So look, every indicator was that he was heading to the international stage at some point, and now it's cropped up. So he goes in as Managing Director of the World Bank. That's the global development bank that gives loans to developing countries. He makes him second in command there, because I think the head of it is appointed by more sort of democratic means. So yeah, it's a huge role that he's now going to, and leaves a massive gap behind him.
The centre of government. Yeah.
Yeah, but like from a government level, you lose his experience that he has over a decade now at the cabinet level and in the finance economic roles over the course of the last decade across three different governments. You know, he was kind of groomed as Michael Noonan's successor by Michael Noonan and Enda Kenny. And then when they headed off, he slotted into that role as kind of the Fine Gael's economic brain. Then stayed on there to, you know, confidence is applied, and then the last government, then the current government, kind of the intellectual heavyweight of Fine Gael as well, a very calming influence, yeah. And experienced in government. So massive gap there from a government cohesion perspective, from a party perspective. There is nobody to replace him in reality, and also from the country itself. I mean, we're losing somebody who has his connections on the international stage, working in the heart of government.
Yeah, looking at the we'll call it the American sports team. What's the Fine Gael roster like, Finan, when it comes to replacements? Kieran O'Donnell, really, would that be a possibility?
Oh, Jesus, not a hope. Would you give me a break?
No.
Stop.
No. I think I remember once he was promised Minister for Finance way back in the heave against Enda Kenny.
Yeah, he made a bags of it. Yeah, and then he jumped to the wrong side. Yeah. I think when Richard swapped, he was put in as, was he finance spokesman, and then he backed the rebels, and then he lost out as a result. So no, that won't be happening.
Who are they likely to turn to?
It'll be either Simon Harris or Peter Burke. Peter is obviously currently in foreign affairs. Peter Burke currently in enterprise. So it'll be one of the two of them. And then there'll be a little a knock-on effect reshuffle as a result of that. So, you know, if you look at it this way, Pascal Donoghue goes, he's replaced by one of somebody in a very senior role at the moment. They then have to be replaced by somebody else. Then that person, then there is a vacancy in cabinet that has to be filled. You'd imagine that will go to Hildegard Nocton, who is currently the super junior and has been overlooked a number of times. So she'll pop up then somebody in the juniors has to replace her as the super junior minister, and then somebody in the backbenches has to replace that minister as a junior minister, and then another backbencher will replace that person, because it's likely that they're a committee chair at the moment. So there will be knock-on consequences here across the board. Yeah.
And within
Fine Gael, no change on the Fianna Fáil side.
No, this is all Fine Gael and the Fine Gael side.
Yeah, it is government cohesion as well. It is about the manner in which the government operates. You know, you're losing that experience that you have in terms of somebody who, he's not a populist, he's not a guy who just goes around delivering sound bites, who's jumping on whatever the latest bandwagon is. He's somebody who takes a more contextualized view of the world, looks at things, you know, in terms of how they will impact the economy and the country as a whole. It's not just, you know, about throwing out a sound bite there that will get them through the next 24 hours. Now, not that I'm pointing the finger at Simon Harris there in that regard, but if your listeners were to deduce that, they might be able to read into it a bit. So, look, you're losing all that from the Fine Gael side, and there isn't a replacement for Pascal Donoghue. It's simple as that. You may fill the role that he is in as Minister of Finance, but that's not replacing him really.
Should he have been leader of Fine Gael, or was he happy enough to be where he was, do you think?
Yeah, look, he had two shots really at it. In 2016, he could have gone for it. He was the senior economic portfolio holder at the time, but instead he decided to... Sorry, I was 17 when Leo Varadkar came in. He decided instead to back Leo Varadkar, and that was kind of the end of that race when he weighed in behind him, and he got the senior economic portfolio off the back of that. Then you saw in last year, he kind of hummed and hawed about it a bit. Simon Harris is out of the traps early, and a lot of back in, you know, Helen McAtee and Pascal Donoghue were kind of like, oh, we've suddenly been taken by surprise, but they shouldn't have been surprised by Leo Varadkar's departure. So he sat tight, and everybody as a result of that said, well, look, he's not going to be sticking around for too long. It was surprising, I suppose, that he even ran in the general election, but run he did.
Yeah.
Goes back in as Minister of Finance, was kind of the glue within the government in terms of linking up Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, ensuring there was no rows there. Did a very good job, also representing us on the European level. So, I suppose, you know, if he'd wanted to be leader, he had his chances and didn't go for them.
Yeah. Finan, put this together with Micheál Martin, who told me yesterday on our programme when he was opening today's stuff up at the Kerry Airport that he was quite comfortable as leader of the party and has no fears of being toppled anytime soon. But given how the presidential campaign went, the Carissing talk, are things getting wobbly now for the coalition?
Yeah, that's the thing. These lads have got, you know, where we are now. In the next 10 days, we'll be marking a year since the general election. They have a full 4 years left in office. They haven't had a great budget, and certainly on the spending side and on the tax side. A presidential election that didn't go well for any of them. An uninspiring housing plan that looks a bit kind of lazy. It could be a rocky time, which is why you want experienced guys like Pascal Donoghue around to keep the ship afloat. And you know, his departure, you know, it has a wider significance than just who becomes Minister for Finance.
Yeah, certainly does. And not least in Dublin Central, a fairly high profile constituency, several fairly high profile candidates. Mary Lou MacDonald, Sinn Féin will be looking, you'd imagine, to make a gain given her poll topping stance in November. But then, of course, you have Gary Gannon. Is this a massive test now for the United Left Alliance?
Yeah, so I mean, Fine Gael, you'd expect will run Ray McAdam. He's the current Lord Mayor of Dublin. He's kind of a Pascal's man on the ground there, so he'll get a shot. Really difficult one for Fine Gael to win. You'd have to say. Then Fianna Fáil have got Senator Mary Fitzpatrick, who has tried, I think, 5 times now to get elected as a CD and failed each time. So she'll be the Fianna Fáil runner. You'd have to expect that this seat is going to go left, given the dynamics of that constituency. So you'll be looking at who are Sinn Féin going to run. Is there any significant independent? Is Gerry Hutch going to run again?
Yeah, that's another question.
He said after the last election that he was considering setting up his own party and going again and putting the experience down and going for a different thing, though, to win a by-election. It's a higher bar to reach.
Claire Daly's not going to run this as well.
Claire Daly ran last year's general election, didn't get on great, but maybe, you know, does she catapult off the back of the Catherine Connolly effect and the desire for an independent? So yeah, there's a number of options there, but you definitely would look left in terms of where that seat will be going. And from the Sinn Féin perspective, who exactly Sinn Féin will pick as Mary Lou's running mate, that will be very significant. And they've had their troubles in that constituency in recent times as well. So, you know, let's see how that one goes. But that'll be an interesting by-election. You'd imagine it'd be on the same day as the Galway West one from the Catherine Connolly vacancy. So I would expect, you know, you can go 6 months from about a week ago or 10 days ago when Catherine Connolly stood down. Go 6 months from there and you have to call it then within the 6 months, and you've another 3 or 4 weeks and you're going to add on to that timeline. So April, May direction is when you'd expect those two by-elections now to be held. And they're very different constituencies. But they do pose challenges for all the parties in terms of how they approach them. Because we will be, it's not just a one-off by-election now. You and me will be here, we're sitting here in May going, you know, there's a pattern there. How did such and such a party do across both constituencies? You can't afford to have two bad performances on the day.
Yeah, indeed. Fionnán, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for taking time to talk to us that. With reaction, that's Fionnán Shane there, Ireland editor with the Independent Group. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. What do you think of Pascal? What do you think his legacy will be as Minister for Finance, as Minister for Public Expenditure, his time in government, his TD since 2011, a heavyweight for Fine Gael, and what sort of a hole will he leave?